The Brewers enter Tuesday a game and a half back of the second wild card spot as they send Zach Davies to the mound. His opposition, Deck McGuire, making his first big league start. He is greeted by Domingo Santana.
Runners go. Santana launches one. Way back. Goodbye. Three-run shot, Domingo Santana. Arcia hits it sharply into the gap in left center. Vogt will score. And Arcia with an RBI single makes it 4-0 Milwaukee.
2-2, this one hit in the air to right and deep, and this one is big trouble, and it is gone. Schebler just hit one out of here, and the Reds are on the board. It's 4-2 now on Schebler's 30th of the year. Schebler just hit one out of here, and the Reds are on the board. It's 4-2 now.
Fly ball right field. That is up and gone. Another home run for the Reds. This time, Jesse Winker, a pinch hitter in the eighth inning. And it is again a one-run game. 2-2, here it comes. And a high fly ball right field, slicing. Perez is over. He's got it. And the game is over. In foul territory, Perez runs it down. And the Brewers win. And hope is still alive in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Brewers hang on for the 7-6 win as they barely remain alive in their pursuit for the NL Central as their elimination number holds at 1. They also remain a game and a half back of the Rockies for the second wild card spot with their elimination number there standing at 4. Brandon Woodruff squares off with Homer Bailey on Wednesday. With the 7-6 win against the Reds on Tuesday night at Miller Park, the Brewers remained a game and a half back of the Rockies for the second wildcard spot, and mathematically, they are still alive for the NL Central Division crown as their elimination number stands at 1. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've swung the bats well against us, like we talked about. They've been a tough matchup for Zach this year, I think. They kept putting good at-bats on even throughout the game. So it was, you felt like it was going to be a tough game, and our guys did enough. I mean, I thought Josh did a heck of a job. He probably got a little bit tired at the end there, but he did a heck of a job.
That 10-pitch at-bat was critical.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great at-bat. I mean, he's a really good hitter. He fouled off some fastballs, and he eventually got him. It was, tip your hat to him.
Probably put Josh out for the series?
He's out tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, we won't use him tomorrow for sure. We'll see how he responds after that.
Craig, when you play those one-run game, all kinds of things stick out, but what about that tag that
Vogt? Yeah, that's, for me, the play, certainly it was, I know it was early in the game and it's in the third or the second inning, but it's the play of the game. I mean, it squashes that inning, makes that inning kind of go away, and it was a huge play because obviously, we don't get an out there, they get a run there. There's a lot happening still, yeah.
And it was
Steven made a really nice play. I mean, it was, Orlando obviously made a good throw. Brett made a good relay throw, but the throw was into the runner a little bit, and Steven made a heck of a catch, really. The catch and to hold on to the ball with the tag was a heck of a play.
Big, he had a really good night at the plate, too, 3 doubles.
Yeah, he swung the bat good. No, I mean, he was kind of in the middle of a lot of offense. Obviously, Domingo's homer in the first was huge. After we get the first two runners on, McGuire settled down a little bit, and he got 2 strikeouts, and then, he worked the count to 3-2 and get a home run.
Late runs have been kind of a problem at times, but every time they got on the board, you guys seemed to answer some answers.
Yeah, I mean, the run in the seventh was, we had a couple other chances, and the difficult call was kind of the double. When you bring Josh into the game in the fourth, the decision was double switch or just kind of leave him in the game to see how far he goes. And I thought there was a possibility that Josh goes 3 innings today, so I wanted to, he was going to have to hit. But obviously hit that spot was a big spot that, we didn't capitalize on an opportunity there. But then we had some good execution at bats, I thought, in the seventh inning to get, to push that run across.
Domingo Santana set the tone for the crew in the bottom of the first as he crushed a three-run homer off the Reds' Deck McGuire, who was making his first big league start. Santana shared his thoughts after Milwaukee edged Cincinnati 7-6.
It's just great to give our starting pitcher a good lead, you know, so, less pressure. So it's very good.
Domingo, what about the timing of your home run? You know, he struck out the two guys that hit it, so he could have got out of the inning, and you didn't let him get out of it.
No, I just put it pretty good at bat, you know, and I was so glad he hanged me that curveball, so put a good, pretty good swing on it.
Domingo, do you have some respect for the way the Reds have played you guys this season? They did not go down tonight.
It's been a really great challenge, you know, to beat them all year, you know. They have some pretty good pitchers, you know, they all throw hard and with movement, but at the end of the day, we got that one.
It was perhaps the best individual effort of the season for Steven Vogt. He went 3-for-4 as all three hits went for two bases. Here is Vogt after his three double performance after the Brewers beat the Reds 7-6.
Domingo got a great pitch to hit and punished it, and Domingo's been solid all year. He's having a career year. We really needed runs there. We had him on the ropes in the first inning, and you can't let him off the hook, and we didn't, so that was good.
You nearly get three innings from Josh Hader tonight, 49 pitches from him. Just how impactful has he been in that role to bridge from the starter to your late relievers?
Josh has just been outstanding. He's our go-to guy out of the pen when it's kind of like, oh no, get Josh going kind of. But, he almost went three innings tonight. He was solid, didn't have his best stuff, and still got it done for us. So you can't say enough about the back end of our bullpen.
And the Reds just would not go away. They score in the seventh and the eighth. You have the tying run there at second base. Just the job of Anthony Swarzak and Corey Knebel to close this game out.
Yeah, like I said, our bullpen has been phenomenal. And, we got to make things interesting, I guess. But at this point in the year, all that matters is a win. And hope we pack this place the next 2 days and take the next two games and let's roll.
The Brewers send Brandon Woodruff to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Homer Bailey.